We'll tape all this
mm-hmm.
on the cassette, and we'll mm-hmm. give to you. And we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now, right now, you won't think too much about it, but I said, time's coming when you'll be proud of it.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that'd be good.
You don't have that on there. You don't have that on there.
It's plow. Oh,
hey, now.
Tell me about the different kinds of plows that you would use.
Well, you mean for planting just ordinary crops?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like corn and or stuff like that. Well, first you had your breaking plow. And back even when in the beginning of it, of my work, while we used mules all the time, or horses, and we used a turning plow, flat bottom turning plow, and we also had some hillside plows. Now, hillside plow is one that you flip the wing over at the end of each row. I mean, each through. You just plowed the same way all the time. Go through and turn, come right back the same furrow. And flat bottom plow is where you go around and around the field. And then, of course, you had a laying off stock. Now, before my time, they used a Georgia stock. I've heard my dad talk about it, a Georgia stock. But now we didn't. We had a regular laying off plow, and then was covered with a cultivator or a double shovel.
Double shovel. That's what I was wondering
about. Now, a cultivator would be one that would complete one row at a through, and a double shovel is one that you plow a half a row and make a round to the row. Where a cultivator, you'd make a one round with cultivator, you'd plow two rows of corn. And a double shovel, you'd plow one row.
Well, what about after you first plow, then you might want to break the ground up even finer. What would you use to do that?
Well, you could use, depending on what type of soil it was, you could either use a disc, and it worked real good in a sandy loam type soil. And we had a horse-drawn disc, or some of it we had a peg-toothed harrow, and that was it was 8 feet long, and these spikes were driven through first you'd bore a hole and then burn a hole with your spike, and that would be your peg-toothed harrow. And we also had a spring-toothed harrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you were going to saw wood up into blocks, like to put in a stove, what would you call the frame that you'd lay the log to chop up your wood?
Well, yes.
There was some that would be X, like X.
I mean, I know the shape of them, but I can't call them. In fact, we didn't use them.
Oh, you didn't use
them? Too much. We used, as long back as I remember, cutting wood, we just either used crosscut saw, and we never did fools putting it up. But I've seen those things, different places, but I can't call the name of them right now.
What about the thing that they used to, leather thing that they would use to sharpen a straight razor?
Razor strap.
And then, how about when you were fixing your hair in the morning, and instead of combing it, you might
brush the hair.
What would you put in a revolver or in a rifle?
A shells.
And the whole thing, the charge and all, and the shell, and or well, let's say this: if you weren't using live, you might say a person wasn't using live ammunition,